I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Chinese government is deploying 50,000 soldiers to earthquake-devastated Sichuan province. They're struggling to reach towns and villages cut off by destroyed roads. Bad weather is also hampering their efforts. The World's Matthew Bell reports the disaster is getting the country's full attention.
China's Prime Minister Wen Jiabao arrived in the capital of Sichuan province hours after the earthquake struck yesterday. Today, Chinese state TV showed footage of Wen wearing a hard hat and holding a megaphone, climbing over a pile of rubble to shout encouragement to people still buried underneath. Everybody, please hold on a bit more, Wen said. The troops are trying to rescue you. In other news footage, Wen is seen visiting a collapsed school where he told weeping locals that the search for survivors would be tireless. He said, as long as there is even a little hope, we will redouble our efforts 100 times and never relax. Wang Baodong is a spokesman at the Chinese embassy in Washington. He said the government's all-out response is only natural.
For the Chinese government, the people's welfare and the people's life is the top of priority. In particular, when such natural disaster of such devastation appear, it touches the feelings and the hearts of not only the government, but also each and every average person in China.
Natural disasters, especially floods and earthquakes, hold special significance in Chinese culture and history. There's a traditional belief that any government rules China only as long as it has the mandate of heaven. And when disasters strike, it's a sign that the government may be losing that mandate. In effect, says China expert John Pomfret,
the government is not only responsible for trash collection, it's also responsible for maintaining the harmony of heaven and earth. And that's a huge responsibility.
Pomfret is the former Beijing bureau chief for The Washington Post. He's also the author of a personal history titled Chinese Lessons. Pomfret says one recent example of a natural disaster marking the end of the Mao Zedong era came in 1976 with the 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Tangshan that killed an estimated quarter of a million people.
To many Chinese, this symboled the end of the dynasty, and it ended with a bang, of course, with this bloody, horrible earthquake. Mao died, of course. The Cultural Revolution ended. Deng Xiaoping came into power, and he launched China on the road it is today.
Pomfret says more than a half century of Chinese Communist Party rule has failed to eradicate these traditional beliefs or superstitions, and that helps explain, in part, why it's so critical for the current government to prove its legitimacy by responding quickly and effectively to the earthquake in Sichuan.
I mean, you look at what's happening at Burma. I mean, the Burmese government is basically failing its people. Now, there are reasons why it's doing that, but the Chinese government is a different type of government than the Burmese government, and it really does rely to some extent on the support of its people at critical junctures.
Yesterday's quake follows other bad news for the Chinese government. In February, Beijing was criticized for responding too slowly to huge snowstorms in the south. Then there was the unrest in Tibet, which sparked protests against China's human rights record. All in all, it's been a tough year for Beijing, and China's international coming-out party, the Olympics, begin in less than 3 months. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.